Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So as the story goes, these stockings were hung by the chimney with care. And that, of course, unless this year you're the Biden White House, we're not going to have stockings for the grandchildren as they've had these last other few Christmases that they've been there. And they don't have the stockings out for the grandchildren this time, at least up until this point. And we'll tell you about that here on the program. It has something to do, of course, with Hunter Biden's daughter. So we'll tell you about that. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here as we head into this Tuesday edition of the program this morning. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning. And we've already heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And he's saying it's cool, 37 degrees. That is cool and clear. But, of course, they've got some weather headed our way, as he points out, and he's exactly right. We'll look like we're going to have some weather here in Southern California making its way down through Wednesday and then parts of the weekend as well. So thank you, Richard. Semper Fi, sir. And thanks for checking in this morning. And so, folks, yes, we'll tell you about these stockings that are not hung by the chimney with care. But we do want to start, of course, with the very latest coming out of Israel this morning. And, of course, 11 more hostages evidently have now been transferred back. The ceasefire evidently is going to be extended for at least two more days. And there is talk, of course, that there would be a further extension. At least this is what we hear from U.S. Officials, Biden administration officials. So my question to you this morning, and again, 949-822-7959, my question to you is, will this ceasefire really be extended even further? Will we see a long ceasefire in this? Or will there be more hostages that come back? Of course, that is the expectation. That would be the hope. But Israel has really made it clear that they are going to go on and continue this operation in order to stop Hamas's ability to attack Israel. But all this exists, again, within that propaganda sort of matrix that's going on, and Israel may find it harder and harder to do that, but I think that they are determined. And once again, and I do want to point this out, there would be no hostages if Hamas did not attack Israel. I mean, that just goes without saying, I believe. So we'll talk about that on the program this morning. We're also going to talk about a lot of other great stuff as well. And again, we do want to hear from you, 949-822-7959. It seems like you got a billionaire who's gone to meet with Nikki Haley in New York City, possibly going to throw his support behind her for president. We've got some great audio clips this morning on the program. We've got a great audio clip from Mitt Romney, yes, of all people, talking about possible what the impact might be of an independent run. He's not going to run. He's made that abundantly clear. But what if somebody else does run? What is his take on that? And I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but we're going to play it for you. But here's a quote, though, that I did see just a little bit before we went on the air this morning. and it's a quote from Jen Psaki. Okay, and we don't typically quote Jen Psaki on the program, but I do think it is a very interesting quote to sort of begin the morning, to sort of set the tone, as it were, for the program. And she has a piece that I believe she was talking about on her program on MSNBC, and there's a quote from that, and she says, there are a lot of things that Donald Trump couldn't or wouldn't make happen in a first term, but clearly he wants a second chance, she says. The first term, she says, was just a dry run. So how does the Biden campaign make that case to the American people? Question mark. Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that quote, I'm sure she meant it to be very negative, but she might be making the case in so many ways, not just for Donald Trump, but for making the case that the Biden administration is really has created a lot of these issues, or at the very least has not handled these issues. So were there other things that President Trump wanted to do in a second term? Well, of course. I think he wanted to expand on energy independence. I think he wanted to expand on the idea that in the Middle East there was real progress that was being made. In fact, one of the reasons for this October 7th attack, as we understood, even at that very time, at that very moment, was because Saudi Arabia was really coming around. They were looking to begin the process, arguably not an easy process, but the process of normalizing relations with Israel. That, my friends, certainly would have been a major, major milestone. It would have been something that would have literally been for the history books. But, of course, that was thwarted. That is off the table now for Lord knows how long. And Lord only knows how long this really will go on. Because, again, there doesn't seem to be any off-ramps that are visible right now. Otherwise, Israel continues with its process of rooting out Hamas. But there are larger issues to all this, of course, as we know. Proxy issues, Iran, Qatar, and how all this is really going to pan out. But when we come back from the break, folks, I got another audio quote I want to play for you. And, well, it's not supposed to be funny, but it is hilariously funny. And when you hear it, I think that you will agree. So stay with me. Stay with us. We're coming up to the first break of our number one, segment number one of the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we are going to come right back on the other side. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And again, I think this upcoming audio clip is incredibly hilarious because of the context in which it was said. Because, you know, we've talked a lot about messaging. By the way, folks, the telephone number, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. The context in which this quote was said is so very funny. And I mean it funny only because, you know, this is a very serious issue. But again, I was under the impression, folks, that when Joe Biden took office, that we were going to be blessed by having the adults in the room, that we were going to be finally sort of safe from the absolute, you know, chaos of the Trump administration. This is what we were told. But now this messaging is really kicking into high gear because they know that Joe Biden is just can't cut it. Joe Biden does not have what it takes in order to lead us through these very, very difficult, unsettling, unpredictable times. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I really do think it's a policy issue. I think it's a vision issue. I think that it is wholly grounded in a worldview issue that the far left and the especially the Democrat Party elite have. Joe Biden, of course, you know, he thought he was a moderate, or at least he was supposed to be, but we all kind of know that that's not really true. But that was part of the sales pitch anyway back in 2020. Don't forget, the adults are coming back in the room. Everything's going to be fine. We're not going to have chaos, but we do have chaos. We have chaos like we've never seen chaos before. So this quote comes from Joe Scarborough from MSNBC, And yes, we find these quotes from time to time from MSNBC. But listen to how he is now messaging this. Listen to how he is trying to get you to understand somehow, or trying to get you to believe, that's actually the better term to use, to get you to believe that that what we are going to be relying on moving forward here in this horrible situation in which we find ourselves is the experience of Joe Biden. Well, I just want to let it speak for itself. Let's listen in.
But Claire, I'm so glad you talked about marketing, because the crisis we're going through right now, where the world could really spiral into World War III, but it's not, because a guy who's actually had 50 years of experience, it shows the contrast between a guy obsessed with marketing his brand, a guy obsessed with gestures, a guy who governed by gesture, versus, well, Joe Biden, who has 50 years of experience. And when a deal goes sideways on the hostages, he can pick up the phone, he can call, he can get it done. When he meets with President Xi in a critical meeting, he can actually, they have experience. You know, they've got over a decade of experience.
I think he's kind of fishing for this. Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, I kind of think he's kind of fishing there a little bit, because he mentioned experience, right? Experience. Twice already, right? Almost in the same breath. You know, just 50 years of experience. Now, some people would actually turn that around. And they would say, it's not 50 years of experience, it's 50 years of being embedded into a machine that seems to get us exactly the same place that we've always been. Only this time, and I love the part, about spiraling into World War III. Folks, again, I have another question for you this morning. Were we spiraling into World War III? In 2020, were we spiraling into World War III? Was it inevitable? Was there a war in Ukraine? Was there a war in Israel? Was there a real chance? And to some degree, I think there always has been a real chance of China taking over Taiwan. But there was more engagement, I think. And certainly, where it comes to these proxy, you know, those that are using Hamas as proxies, namely Iran, for example, well, Iran was being contained. This was the plan. And guess what? The plan was working. As Joe Biden would say, it's working, right? That's exactly what Joe Biden, or how he would say it. He would disagree the plan was working. But it was working. I don't know that we were spiraling out of control into World War III. But what has happened? Over just the most recent time, this year, for example, it seems like the world is spiraling towards World War III. In fact, that's all some people can talk about. I mean, it's, in other words, it's on their minds. And if you go to a holiday gathering, somebody somewhere is going to say, it's going to hit the fan. It's already hitting the fan. What happens when it hits the fan? You know, it's people. This is part of their the state of affairs. So it just tickled me so much to hear Joe Scarborough say, "No, he's." And of course, it's contrasted with Donald Trump, who's just out there marketing and this kind of thing. But the proof's in the pudding, Joe, right? Don't you think? The proof's in the pudding, because the world wasn't spiraling towards Armageddon. In fact, in the Middle East, as I said, Iran was being contained. There was a consensus, more or less, and it was a good one, and it was going the right direction, that Iran should be contained. Saudi Arabia, I think, was on board with these kinds of things. I think most of the Arab world was. And why? Because, again, there was more engagement. So here comes Joe Scarborough again, and Joe Scarborough says, well, we got the guy with 50 years of experience. He can pick up the phone, and he can call when the hostages thing goes sideways. Newsflash. Okay, newsflash. It shouldn't have to go sideways, because it should never be happening at all, right? It should never be happening at all. I don't know how many times we talked about this, and you know, I really, I really am aware, and I really am, you know, very cognizant of the idea of talking about a foreign policy or the president's handling of it. I'm well aware of how, and I do believe that, you know, policy and so forth should stop at the shoreline overall, you know, and because obviously you have groups out there, you have countries, state, and bad actors who want to use anything they can and criticize America, this kind of thing. So we're not into that on this show. We're not criticizing America. We are criticizing some of these moves that the Biden administration has made, and knowing that if you are going to present yourself to adversaries, you want to make sure that those adversaries think twice about doing anything, because they would be afraid of what is going to just come down on top of them as a result of that. And so they may look at Donald Trump. Heck, they looked at Reagan this way. Well, I don't know what this guy's going to do. There's a story, and I'll just sort of tell you here real quick. But it was a documentary I saw a long, long, long time ago. So I wish I could remember the name of the documentary. But I do remember they were talking with someone who was a hostage during the hostage ordeal, which lasted, what, 444 days, if I recall correctly. And, of course, it ended when Ronald Reagan came into office. Not the day he was elected, but I believe the day that he was sworn in, he made that announcement that the hostages were on a plane, they were coming home. And one of the hostages on this documentary talked about talking to their captors. And one of their captors was talking to him and saying, you know, this Ronald Reagan, you know, who's going to be president, he's like a cowboy or something like that. And he says, what do you think your Ronald Reagan is going to do? What will things be like when he takes over from your Jimmy Carter? This kind of thing. And this hostage, he kind of got a smile on his face. And again, I wish I could remember the name of the documentary. But it was years and years ago. And he said, I looked at my captor, basically, and I just said, boom, boom. And in other words, he kind of took a little pleasure in saying, look, you know, the cavalry's coming. And but this is, again, you want the Iranian, and you want the mullahs in Tehran, the Ayatollah, to wonder what the heck is going to happen. You want Hamas to wonder what the heck's going to happen. And you have to project that. Not to be crazy, not to go down into World War III, but to not get there in the first place. So Joe Scarborough, very funny. Very funny indeed. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming back. Bottom of the hour segment. Moments away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza, and the Indo-Pacific are all related and demand bipartisan cooperation.
New home sales slowed in October, with the Commerce Department reporting a total of 679,000 homes under contract for the month, This represents a 5.6% decline from September, but remains nearly 18% higher than the sales rate from 1 year ago. An Oregon Teachers Union have announced an end to their strike.
The three-week-long Portland teacher strike is over. Yesterday, the school district and their teachers union reached a tentative contract that gives teachers pay raises, more time to prepare, and additional mental health supports for students.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this hour number one of the broadcast here on this Tuesday morning. We are live. Telephone number 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And no, you don't need to have any credit card information ready. It's not that kind of operator. And don't worry about that. Don't have to have any credit card information handy at all. But we do want to hear from you. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning. And it's a great morning so far. I think we're making some real progress here. Okay, so now at the beginning of the show, I did mention about the stockings being not hung by the chimney with care at the White House. This from Town Hall. In years past, for Christmas, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden celebrated the holiday by hanging stockings of their grandchildren. Even the dogs were included. I think most families do that anyway, right? Of course you have a stocking for your dog. One grandchild was missing her stocking, though, the now 5-year-old Navy Joan Roberts. She is the daughter of Hunter Biden and London Roberts, a former exotic dancer who was on the payroll at Hunter Biden's company. Though he took away her health insurance not long after Navy was born. Town Hall has covered at length, the first son has also denied fathering the child, has tried to lower child support payments, and would not give Navy Joan his last name. Roberts ultimately dropped that request as part of a settlement. Back in July, the president and the first lady finally acknowledged their young granddaughter. Who would think that one would think that means she'd finally get her stocking, right? Wrong. As it turns out, the Bidens are not going with Christmas stockings this year. How convenient. The New York Post reported the First Lady revealed the White House Christmas decorations on Monday. With the lack of stockings being a noteworthy omission this year. Now, obviously, number one, this is incredibly confusing for Santa, although I think he could probably figure it all out. But generally speaking, of course, this is like, you know, something that you don't say actually means so much. I mean, would it really just harm them greatly to acknowledge this little girl? And in fact, well, they have acknowledged her, but to have the stocking there, I mean, this little girl is innocent in all of this, and this is exactly what I said at the time when this occurred. This little girl completely innocent in all this, and how can you possibly try to make it look as though, well, you know, she's just not part of it, or she's not related in that sense, and so it's very, very sad. White House spokesperson explained the change by saying that the Bidens plan to spend the holiday at Camp David and will hang the stockings by the chimney with care there instead, the report mentioned. Oh, and they're going to hang them with care. The White House did not immediately respond to an inquiry from the Post about whether Navy would receive a stocking at Camp David. You know, just hang the stocking already. I think that's just goes without saying. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. Greg in Tampa, good morning, and thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
How you doing, Kyle?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I've called you a couple times, you know that.
Yeah.
And I've tried to say that, look up Edgar Casey, and that's where my head's at, so I'll just throw that out there for you to check on. We're going to get to know each other. So anyway, it comes down to the bottom line. It's history repeating itself. I told you that a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's history repeating itself. And coupled with the craziness that's going on, it comes down to just simple right and wrong. What our grandparents taught us, our generation, I don't know how old you are, 59. So, my generation, I got to know my great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So she came from Spain and was in Ybor City when Ybor City was nothing but Spanish and Cuban and Italian people and had their own city and rolled cigars.
Very cool.
And then it annexed Tampa, and that's a 60-year hometown. So, anyway, I'm a world champion from here. Anyway, it comes down to right and wrong. And this world has just gone crazy. And, I mean, I have to ask you a crazy question, ladies and gentlemen, but Kyle, you're my buddy, okay? So I'm going to throw it out to you.
Okay.
Have you had your period yet? Because I haven't. How crazy is that, Kyle?
That's a pretty crazy question. Yeah, that's pretty crazy in terms of how upside down things can be. Yeah.
It's crazy. That's how crazy this world is. We don't know what a woman is and a man. I'm sorry. That's where somebody crossed the line between right and wrong. It's that simple. It's that simple. People need to find whatever their divine is and go back to their roots,
mm-hmm.
to the good old days when you knew your grandparents and they grew up in an era where you didn't lock your doors because you looked out for your neighbor. It was just what you did.
Well, sure.
It was right and wrong.
Well, sure, and there was a grounding in society, and there were certain unthinkable things. You wouldn't hurt somebody on purpose or these kinds of things, and things were a little bit different. Yeah.
I live by four things, Kyle, and this is what you're going to learn from me someday. I can't play golf with you because I'm disabled, but anyway, there's four things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lie. You don't be a hypocrite.
Right.
You don't judge, and you do unto others. There's 10 commandments, but those are the four things. If you do those four things, if everybody lived by those four things, how good would this world be?
Agreed. Agreed. That's right. Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what it was with our grandparents and our great... I'm 59. So I was at the tail end of a generation that I got to meet my great-grandmother who came from Spain to Cuba, had my grandmother, and came to Ybor City where they $2 a month and you went to the doctor in the city and they gave you your medicine and took care of you, and that's what it was. They took care of themselves. The money stayed in the city. And they survived that way, and they rolled cigars. It's just the way it is. We have the best Cuban bread because the water in Tampa is different than anywhere else. Ask anybody.
Very cool.
That's the key ingredient. It's our water, and you can't get it in Miami. Ask my grandfather. He used to come down here and grab as much as he could and drive straight back to Miami because that's the only good Cuban bread, the water.
Well, you know, I think, Greg, that, you know, there's people listening to us from all over, and I think that there's a lot more people than we know that do have those same basic values that look to hard work and also to have a grasp of history, not just our country's national history, but of your family history and how we got here, and that the very fact that we've all stood on the shoulders of giants. And those would be our ancestors, absolutely, just to get where we are today.
Go ask people on the street how their Thanksgiving truly was. On the side, just ask them, hey, how was it really? Just be honest. Man, my uncle was this, and they were talking about this, and I couldn't take it, and I had to leave early. And there is no Thanksgiving anymore. You can't just sit down and just have a good meal and have everybody be happy. No. There's somebody that's got to be 30 years old and never met their great-great-grandmother and didn't have their values because they didn't grow up that way.
Yeah,
and that's the bottom line. There was a different generation coming up, and they didn't get the values that we got. And we have to pass it down to them.
Absolutely.
Our generation has to be pushing straight down and say, hey, no, they're not fragile 7-year-olds playing baseball. I was 7 years old and I played baseball. I don't care. I was a kid. The kid's a kid.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Greg, I appreciate the call so very much. We're starting to head out to break here. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
Take care.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. All right, folks. Well, that was a great call. And when we come back, we're going to do our first Trucker Traveler Report of the morning. We got a great song lined up. And I think you're going to, I think you'll remember it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with it. So stay right there. You got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming right back right after this.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And we are back, as promised. We are back. And of course, folks, it's that time of the morning when we head into our Trucker Traveler Report. And of course, we always have a great song lined up. And for those of you new to the broadcast, This particular section of the program, we know that people are out there. You might be trucking across the highways and byways. You might be out there making deliveries. You might be working as a first responder, law enforcement, of course. You might be doing something else, working a shift, doing your job in the overnights in America. And it's our privilege, really. It's our solemn promise to you to make sure that we keep you pumped up and you keep going through the overnight hours. And that's why we have a song that really, we hope, you know, kind of really gets you moving. And so this hour, we're going to go back. This is actually one of my favorites from back in the day. I always liked this one very, very much. I always thought that this song had a cool kind of groove to it, and it sure does. It is, so yeah, let's not waste any time here. Let's get right to it. This is Boz Scaggs and the Lido Shuffle.
Lido misspoke that day he left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. Top.
Shuffle by Skaggs. Just laying it down. And that keyboard part is super cool. There's no doubt about that. Folks, yeah, that brings back a lot of memories for that song. And Boz Skaggs had a lot of other great hits. And he had a big hit, of course, I think on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack way back then, about 1980 or so. And, of course, in addition to the other Boz Skaggs hits that he's had. But I like that song in particular because, as I said, it has this great groove. The keyboard part I just mentioned, the keyboards that are in this kind of synthesizer, that old fuzzy synth sound, you know, it's right where it should be. It's right there in the pocket. It's layered in so well that it really stands the test of time. And it's hard to say that about some other recordings that might have synths or keyboards of that era. But I got to tell you, when you get artists and producers and they put all that together and they do it so well and it stands that test of time, then you really got a gem, no doubt about it. So Boz Skaggs, everybody, Lido Shuffle, one of my favorites. Okay, let's take a look at some of the weather out there. We have a fairly clear map this morning, so that is good for our drivers and our travelers out there this morning. As we mentioned at the top of the hour, Richard the Marine checking in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, 37 degrees and clear right now, but we got stuff moving our way, as he just let me know. And yes, that's exactly right. We're going to get some more rain here as we go through the middle of this week in Southern California and into the weekend. But right now, central part of California, again, starting at Redding all the way down to Bakersfield, you're going to have a freeze warning going on right now. Then that same thing is going to be happening over at the Edwards Air Base, California City, up to Ridgecrest. Got a freeze warning going on there. Our friends in Cheyenne, Wyoming, you're continuing to have the high wind warnings. We see those a lot, especially as you're heading up I-80 towards Elk Mountain out of Cheyenne. High wind warnings going on there. We see that a lot during this time of year. So, sorry, folks, I had to hit the cough button there real quick. So you want to be careful if you're going in that area. Jacksonville, Florida, heading up through Brunswick, through Savannah, Charleston. You got a freeze watch going on there. This is also going to head up north of Florida into Valdosta, Georgia, Albany, and, of course, Tallahassee's also got a freeze watch going on. This is going to head all the way over to Crestview, so do be aware of that. And so we've got that happening. And so once again, folks, also North Carolina, looks like we've got a special statement going on there. You've got a combination of low relative humidities, gusty winds, and very dry fuels can lead to an increase risk of dangerous fire behavior on Tuesday, mainly from mid-morning through sunset. So this is going to be in the western part of North Carolina, including Fayetteville, over towards Winston-Salem, and Charlotte. So just be very careful in that zone there. Looking at our precipitation, we don't really have any rain on the radar per se, but we do have some snow in New York State. This is going to be just south of Syracuse and north of Syracuse, so you want to be aware of that. This is going to head over towards Oswego and then over towards Martinsburg, so be aware of that. Snow over out on the lake in Cleveland, just north of Cleveland, Ohio. South Bend, this is going to be Indiana, of course, South Bend, Indiana. You've got snow there. It's going to go up the western coast of Michigan. Is going to head on up through Kalamazoo, up towards Grand Rapids. We've got snow all in that area. And then up near Traverse City, you got snow happening there. And it looks like up in the UP, Munsing, Marquette, Michigan. If you happen to be in Marquette, Michigan right now, you've got snow there. Also snow heading out U.S. Highway 41 as you're on your way out of Marquette there. So do be careful in those areas, of course. And other than that, we're not seeing a whole lot of other things on the radar map right now, except just maybe a couple of scattered little bits of snow here and there in Minnesota, perhaps. So this is what we're seeing right now. But one of the other things, again, that we always do, we always kind of take a look at what's happening out there. So hopefully, and hopefully give you a little bit of a heads up. And also, don't forget, if you've got a great idea for a Trucker Traveler Report song and you want to send it to me, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and you can send me suggestions, requests, and so forth. Now, next hour, we've got quite a song as well. It's probably one that we've never heard in this time slot before, I'm pretty sure. But it does, it also kind of goes back in the day. It's not quite as far back as Lido Shuffle, but I think it can still kind of keep get you going here this morning. So once again, folks, and now we're going to head into the top of the hour break here in just a few moments. That means you'll hear your top of the hour news. And if you're leaving us right now, then we certainly hope that you have a great day. Otherwise, we're going to see you on the other side of the top of the hour news. And again, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. And once again, you can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send me a direct message or if you want to find me on Facebook or X. And we're having a lot of fun this morning. It is Tuesday. And I think we're having fun for a Tuesday. We certainly are. Hope you are, too. Be careful out there, and we're going to see you on the other side. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.